Well, it's interesting because that's one of the findings throughout the many decades of our work that's been somewhat controversial, because we do find, exactly as you say, that there aren't as many differences between Christians and the general population. Now, part of that is because the general population is full of so many self-identified Christians, so it depends a little bit on where you draw the line as to what counts for a Christian. So the more committed the Christian is, the more he or she will be, you know, different in certain regards. But generally, when you look at you know, sort of attitudes about life and how to live it, you know, sort of the kinds of media they're consuming, the way they think about the world, Christians really are not so different. And this is an area of really critical concern. I mean, on one hand, you could say it's really good because Christians are in the world and they're not of the world, and you know, you could say they're sort of trying to be salt and light. And there's a lot of positive news we could talk about from the studies, but I think this is one really challenging reality that so many Christians end up looking, you know, so similar to the world, to the broader culture. We find even in this new research study, you know, that the moral perspectives of today's Christians often so closely mirror the world that you can't even really tell the difference. The huge proportion of people believe that the best way to find yourself is to look within yourself, and that's true both of the broader culture as well as the Christian community. When you start to boil down the data and you look not whether a person is attending church or whether they're active in certain sort of spiritual activities, there's slight differences there, but the real differences that we begin to see come related to their views of Scripture. And so the 7 or 8% of Americans who we would define as having a biblical worldview, and these are people who believe that the Bible is authoritative in life, they believe that they have a personal responsibility to share their faith with others, a whole range of things that we sort of test in our research. And it's actually a pretty simple set of 7 or 8 questions that we ask. And some people think it's not sort of strict enough, but even when you add those 7 or 8 questions together, we start to really see differences in the way people live and think and their attitudes, you know, from a whole range of things like social issues, abortion and same-sex marriage and a whole range of other things. But those are where we really begin to find differences even in their generosity levels and their volunteerism, a whole range of things. And that's, I think, part of what we really want to remind people of is that it's not so much about whether you're just in the building, it's sort of your posture before God's holy word and before, you know, what God is asking us to do with our lives.